Welcome to the Trustful Podcast. My name is Akele Paul, and I always be your host on the podcast. And I want to wait people out there that listen to the podcast that accompany me on this season, because this will be my first release of the Trustful Podcast for the year 2016. I've sat down and I take notes and discover many things about people out there that have a talent in them. Most of people out there believe the talent in them just grew in them accidentally. Some believe it by their own doing. Some believe they woke up one day and they discovered something in them and started using it. No, God gave man a potential. God gave every man a talent, and it must be used for the glory of the one that gave it to every man. Talent with you today is what I title, what make your talent a talent? What make your talent a talent? And I will learn to divide what talent is and what I understand by talent before I give you what I have here today. I said, what you understand by talent? Talent is about a passion. It's about your talent is what you have passion for. That is talent. And it's in every man. Some people will say, I don't have any talent. But when you sat down and you look at yourself, you have something in you that you have passion for, and nobody forced you to do it. That's a talent in you. And I also put it as, talent is what you do without nobody motivating you to do it. You do it with the ease. And when we're doing it, you love people to disturb you. You love people to disturb you or cause any distraction. You love doing it. That's a talent in you. A talent is what you are born to do. That's what I love most. Talent is what you are born to do. Something in you that God has created in you, you're born to do. Talent is what you are born to do. Talent is what is the ability. Is the ability in you or the ability you are born with? That's some things in the life of every man. Something that make you special. Some people don't believe that there's something in them. I could remember some times ago, when we are talking about talent, I believe to school, you need to look at someone that will great in you. I don't dispute the fact that it's good when I have talent to go for a training to add something that make that talent something we can call a talent indeed. But later I discover, according to the word of God, every man has talent. There's a gift in you that make you different. It's a uniqueness in you. And before I will give you, because I love divining the talent before I give you anything. And before your talent can be a talent, there are things you must know. One, you must know that nobody can use that talent if you don't use it. That's number one thing that you need to think of. If you don't use the talent in you, nobody else can do it. Nobody else can use it. Every man has his own unique ability. We may have thousands of people that know how to sing. Yes, but there's something in every world that made it unique. It's only talent in you, nobody else can use it. And number two, you must know that your talent is your uniqueness. Your talent is your uniqueness. It's what makes you a special person. It's what makes you who you are. I'm a minister of transformation. Whenever I deliver the word, people be asking me, it's like I've not heard this word before. Nobody had before, they had it before. But the way God gave me the ability to deliver the word, different from others. It's talent in you, but don't use it, nobody can use the uniqueness. And number three, you must know that your talent is what make you irresponsible. When you discover your talent, it make you a responsible person because you take responsibility in order for you to manifest the talent in you. Then you will be looking for everything that will make it so that we can make your talent a wonderful one in you. So talent in you is what make you a responsible person. And number four, you must know that your talent is your secret code to greatness. The talent in you is a secret code to your greatness. And the Bible says, the gift of a man will make a room for him. The gift of a man will make a room for you. The talent you make a room for you. I don't know the area of your talent. You know how to sing, you know how to give people hospitality, you know how to give. That talent in you is a secret code to your greatness. Today, why you need to do it? Don't forget, I said, I titled it, What to Make Your Talent a Talent. Talent to you is never enough. There's many things that you need to know that make that talent to you a real talent. That is a secret code. Another one, you must know that God will ask you one day about the talent given to you. Every man is given a talent, and every man must use it. It's a matter for every man to use it. Then, many people don't like to fail. It's not good to fail, but once in a lifetime, a man can fall, he can fail. And that is not the end of your journey. And you see that it didn't bring any fruit to you. It may be lack of you not preparing very well. It may be not to know why the talent is there. Now let me quickly give you how to make that talent real in you. Number one, how to make the talent real in you. Number one, you must stop what you always, or you must stop what always kill the fire. You must stop what always kill the fire of that talent in you. Most of people that listen to the podcast are there. I knew most of you have a talent in you. Some of you have a talent in you. You already discovered it. But the talent I'm trying to share with you, what I'm trying to share with you is, the talent is given to you by God and used for God only. The talent is not given to you for you to benefit. Devil or Satan is given to you to glorify God in you. It's there for the purpose, and the purpose is to use it for the glory of God. If you see that the talent you have fruit, you must stop what kill the fire of that talent. And what is in the sin? Sin kill talent, kill the fire that needs to be born in order to make that talent a glorious one in you. Sin, because I will not like to hold anything back in this new year. I want to share with you, become a purpose. It's going to discover the purpose, the talent to you, the potential to give you how to manifest to the glory of God, not to the glory of the devil. So you will stop war only the fire of that talent. The sin, that is sin. Sin kill it. It don't make it to be a glorious one. And number two, you must stop doing the usual. How do you normally use the talent? Do you need to go for training? Do you need to gather something to gather the major talent? A word we can call it talent. Are you ready to do it? Don't do a usual thing. In this new year, try to do a usual in order for you to get the greatness in that talent. Do the usual thing in order for you to get a usual thing. And number three, you must put God first in everything you do. Most of the people out there, they fail because they have taken God out of their talent. They believe the talent in them accidentally. They believe the talent is there when their mother gave birth to them and God bring it to them, and they discover the talent and they're not using it. They don't use it for the glory of God again. They have forgot God. So even start from church, from start using it for God in the first place, and before you know, they have forgot about it, not using it for the glory of God first in your talent. And number four, you must love what you do with all your heart. You must love, I don't know the area of your talent, maybe singing, maybe drama, it may be giving people advice, maybe counseling, it may be hospitality, but do it with all your heart. Do it with all your heart. According to Romans chapter 12, when you read it downward, you understand what I'm saying. Do it cheerfully. Do it with all your strength. And number five, you must ready to pay the price. The price is the denial, the discipline you give us. I want to do this thing today. What I'm, my potential, my talent, what I'm talented, I want to do it today. And you pay, it's not too easy, but when you do it, pay the price that you need to pay. Pay the price by preparing yourself to use the talent in you, the glory of God. You must ready to fail. That's what key most of people talent. When they fail, they thought that's the end of the story, that's the end of the talent. They call it going to fail. Be ready to fail. Be ready to fail. In this year, new year 2016, I want to prepare your mind that a talent to you might come out. A talent to you might be used for God's glory. People are waiting for you out there. People are ready to listen to what you have in you. The any expectation waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. They are waiting for you in the world. People out there are waiting for you. Sinners are waiting for you. I believe I'm not talking to the sinner now. I'm talking to people that believe and that discover the potential in them. This is Transformer Podcast. And my name is Akele Paul. I'm releasing the episode in this new year for everybody out there. That's a beginning. I want to listen to more and glorious war. More than this is coming. My name is Akele Paul. And I want you to listen to the podcast. Listen to the episode. And I need your comment. I need you to advise me. When you listen to the podcast, please send your mail, send, call, or like me on my front page. And also, you can visit my website, www.paultheminister.com or uniquelyblog.tk. You can visit out there, check Akele Paul on the Facebook. If you obey all these things and do it, sky will never be your limit. But remember that when you do unusual thing, you are on your way to greatness. Till next we meet on another episode, I remain Akele Paul. Be renewed and be transformed.